This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting. For investors who want the whole story, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
AR politics, you know, we can't really go anywhere on the radio without talking a little bit about what's going on down in Florida and how that is affecting the economy. Jimmy, your comments.
Yeah, so the Hurricane Ian hit, made landfall in, central western coast.
Yeah.
And all the way up the coast of Florida, caused extensive damage in some places like Fort Myers. Most of the buildings, houses along the beach were actually destroyed. So very damaging. The hurricane has now crossed Florida, is moving out in the Atlantic. It's re-strengthening, and now it looks like it's going to hit South Carolina, maybe as a Category 1, they're estimating. So a massive amount of destruction.
Yeah.
Now, what I think is very interesting, Al, so you are going to hear something in the next few days that is astounding, I am confident. Remember in Katrina in 2004, the absolute fury at the Bush administration for failures to act and respond to the Katrina catastrophe?
Yes, I do.
And what the, yeah, I mean, it was everywhere, and in fact, the politics there carried forward to the midterm elections, or to the national election. And still to this day, people scream and yell about the federal response.
Yeah.
But what happened in Katrina was an absolute massive failure at the New Orleans city and county leaderships and the parishes there, and in the governor. That absolutely disaster failed miserably and created a tremendous disaster. And then the federal government came in. And if you remember, General Andre, which is a very partisan general now,
yeah,
came in for the Bush administration and tried to sort it out. But the political legacy just absolutely attacked the Bush administration. What I expect you to see in the next few weeks is a total attack on DeSantis with no attacks on the Biden administration in spite of the massive damage there.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Jimmy, but isn't the ultimate responsibility for a tragedy of this magnitude in the hands of the federal government?
Well, no, I mean, it's absolutely the responsibility of the local officials,
yeah,
the city managers, to be prepared for these issues and for the state and the government, the local government, to take responsibility for it. What we have flipped around in our minds is that the responsibility is at the federal level. But the federal level is not at the immediate, you know, they're not there. They didn't do the long-term preparations for a particular area or a region. And that's what happened in New Orleans, you know, where the state and county, yeah, they failed miserably with preparation. And if you remember, people were stuck inside the Superdome,
yeah,
and as the water was rising, and they couldn't get, local people couldn't get buses to actually evacuate. And that's straight on the local authorities' preparation management. However, the federal government is there to back up and assist, and that's what, you know, FEMA is for. And so we've flipped our expectations that the federal government is supposed to fix everything and solve all these issues. Well, what I'm saying is that the media and the politics of this are going to flip it around to try to undermine DeSantis prior to this upcoming election.
Well, of course they are. Of course they are, Jim. I mean, that's politics. I mean, DeSantis is turning into a pretty, I would have to say, formidable foe for, I think it's going to be Gavin Newsom personally, but we'll see. He's turning out to be a pretty formidable foe. He is more like Trump than Trump, in my humble opinion. And I think you're going to see some huge attacks, of course, on DeSantis. I mean, we're seeing politics, Jim, right now, political actions, the likes of which we have never seen before in this country.
No, absolutely right. And I know later in the show we want to talk about the Department of Justice and they've been doing to undermine policy. But the impacts, the issue that we are talking about right now. So we are already in a recession. We already have massive inflation.
Yeah.
Now, with the damage in Florida, you're going to see, I mean, there's a huge economic impact on these types of events, especially the scale that that the flooding was there.
Yeah.
So that's going to have a negative effect. We see core inflation. Core inflation, the personal consumer index numbers dropped a tad bit from 6.7, I think, to 6.6 or 6.5.
Yeah.
But core inflation taking away, for the PCI, core inflation taking away the fuel and food volatility actually went up from 4.7 to 4.9, was expected to stay at 4.7, and that's for the month of August. That's a lagging indicator. We're going to see continued inflationary pressures because fuel prices are starting to rise again.
Of course we are.
And when you have the massive government spending and these continued efforts to push through a budget right now that is actually quite damaging for the long-term prospects of economic recovery, and of course the restrictions on fuel and energy production that have been instituted for the climate change Nazis in this administration, we're going to see a very, very, very volatile next few months and year economically. And it's just no way around it.
You know, Jim, what I think about almost every evening is I have never seen an economic environment like we're in right now in the country. I have never seen a political environment like we're in the country right now. And I just have to say, I really, really wonder what the Democrats are going to be able to do other than bash DeSantis. What do you think they can do?
Well, I mean, at this point, we'll see what happens as we approach the midterms. Their role here will be everything they can possibly do to undermine any candidate out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they attempted to put all their money and resources into the abortion issue, but the economic issues are the ones that are actually going to make a difference for individuals on a daily basis. The polling right now is showing generic ballots, and there's different polls out there, but generic ballots shows the Republicans gaining in the last few weeks after they dropped. They were way ahead earlier in the year. The numbers dropped a little bit on the abortion issue. I think that was just happy wishful thinking, and the pollsters using abortion as a tool to gain support and resources for candidates. I think it's going to be a mistake for them. However, we still have to remember how much influence the tech companies, how much influence people like Mark Zuckerberg had in the 2020 election. And we've got to really question, you know, mail-in ballots, question no voter ID in some of these places where they don't follow up and check. We've got to question the voter rolls and how far Democratic operatives that are willing to burn down towns and cities for the BLM riot, how far they're willing to go to cheat in order to achieve their goals. And right now it looks like the Biden regime is unwilling to put pressure on those types of actions in order to stop them, and that's incredibly dangerous.
It's incredibly dangerous. Look what happened in Seattle. You had deaths resulting from shootings in Seattle. Now look what's going on in Seattle because the federal government is doing absolutely nothing in terms of the homeless, et cetera, et cetera. Look what's going on in the rest of the country. It's very, very obvious what's going on, Jim. Jim, we got a minute left, and then we got to get into the commercial in the next segment where we're going to talk about COVID.
We only have about 20 seconds left, I think, in this segment, correct?
No, we've got about 25. Go ahead and wrap it up, Jim.
Yeah, okay. So, once again, we have to, you know, the people that suffered for and that are you know, displaced and potentially died from the hurricane right now, we've got to be thoughtful of them.
Right.
We've got to do what we can to help this nation survive even the bigger hurricane, which is talking to Democrats.
Yes, we do. No question about it. You guys are going to be right back. I'm going to talk a little bit more about COVID. Stick around.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
KR Politics. I'm going to talk a little bit about COVID. Our listeners have been commenting ad infinitum on what's going on with COVID. We've got a lot of complaints from our blog about the way the government is handling COVID. And I want to say one thing, and that is, I think in the past the government has handled it incorrectly. Jimmy, you're on.
Yeah, there's no question right now. We're seeing a precipitous drop in COVID deaths. And it's not reported in the news very much. You've seen the CDC come out with new mask guidance, even as of yesterday, where they don't even expect it in hospitals or medical facilities, with the exception of places where there's a high incidence of COVID. You've seen them drop requirements for testing, the restrictions on that have been dropped on quarantine. And none of this should have drug out this long, because it's turning out that they had a lot of the data already in existence that showed that we should have come off of these requirements a long time ago. And of course, the one thing that you can say for sure is that they're looking at the frustration level of lockdowns, the impact on schools, how much of an impact that's having on families, and what it's going to mean at the voting booth because of those levels of frustration. So you're seeing a response, a political response, to cut restrictions after they use the restrictions for political action in order to achieve success in the 2020 and in the 2019, I'm sorry, in the 2021 small elections, but in the 2020 main election. So the sad thing is the facts are coming out, and we're realizing that actually all the statements the CDC made on the vaccinations, the jabs, because they're not really vaccinations, were false. The treatment elements were that they said, don't use ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. Those, it's turning out that they were actually, and the CDC is now admitting that those were good potential countermeasures. And people are beginning to wake up and say, oh my God, I think I've been tricked. Some people are waking up.
Yeah. Well, it was a mess the way the government handled it. I think that Trump handled it probably a little bit better than the Biden administration is handling it right now. And I think that the main problem, aside from the fact that the incorrect segment of the population was really picked to concentrate on i.e. school children, etc., etc., the main problem I think is going to happen here, and I think it is happening, is that quite frankly COVID has really, really slammed our economy. Jim, comments on that?
Yeah, I think it slammed our economy, and I think it purposely slammed our economy. And unfortunately, there were influencers that had personal stakes in all of this, trying to cover up what they did. And when I'm talking about Pete Fauci, Francis Collins, the director of the NIH, and of course people like Peter Daszak, the people that were doing research in Wuhan that was actually disapproved by U.S. Congress for funding, but then they did it through cutout organizations that potentially created this entire disaster, and then used all the tools that they had, including the media and the government, to intimidate and influence information flow.
Yeah.
To protect themselves from what may be, I think, the worst and most damaging event in human history.
Yeah.
At a huge, huge scale.
Yeah. No, I'm going to have to agree with that. I guess the main question is, where are we going to go from here? I mean, right now in Seattle, people are still masking up. They're pretty much forced to mask up in Seattle. In my neck of the woods, they're not masking up at all. Where do you think is, where are we going to be, in your opinion, next year on this, Jim?
You know, it's a tough thing to call, but what many people have talked about, some of these psychologists that have been looking at this in detail, and some of these doctors and scientists, they call this mass formation psychosis.
Yeah.
Where the government has used the intimidation tactics and corporate media influence and sponsors for advertising, for pharmaceuticals, have scared the heck out of people.
Yeah.
And some people will not, no matter what, at this point, they're not going to believe, even when they have facts in their face, that what they were doing was useless or wrong.
Yeah.
They're not going to believe it. How many of them still exist in a year will be a very interesting question. What you will see with a change in the House And I do expect a pretty sizable change in the House of Representatives in the U.S. You're going to see investigations that go into detail on both where the coronavirus came from and the response with the CDC.
Right.
And you talked about how Trump dealt with it versus how Biden dealt with it. If you remember, and a lot of people, you know, they're frustrated with Trump because he started this process with the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
He was responding to a crisis, an unknown crisis, and mobilizing whatever he possibly could in order to solve it. He did it with medical facilities. He moved the hospital shifts into places that were never used. And what we're finding out, if this was no worse than a bad flu season, that the number of deaths because of vaccination is increasing, that the vaccines were not safe and effective as promised. They did not stop the virus, and now there are ramifications for what giving those to people. That was done through the Biden administration mandating people take vaccines, mandating that companies over 100 vaccinate their people.
Yeah.
That's, from my perspective, absolute corruption. So your basic question, what's going to happen a year from now? I think there's going to be a lot of people that are scared to death of being caught for the corruption and the abuse that they had. But it really depends on very strong-willed congressional leaders in the House that force information out there and force the corrupt media to admit they were wrong. And that's going to be a tough haul.
Well, I got to tell you, I think when the history books are written, it's going to be really interesting to see the huge impact that COVID has really made, not just on America, but on the world in general. And if the blame can ever be laid on any particular country, person, whatever, what have you, I think that person is going to go down as one of the most infamous people in history, or that organization. And I'm pretty sure China's behind it. Jimmy, what do you think? We got a minute.
Yeah, I think China had a big part in this. I don't know if they actively did this on purpose, but they certainly used it as a propaganda tool in order to achieve their ends.
Yeah.
They've used it to control their population. They're using it. Many countries and corporations are trying to get mass tracking of individuals through systems in order to achieve, you know, corporate control of many different areas. And I agree with you. I think it's going to go down. Some people are going to go down in history, if history is written by the winners, as absolutely devastating to the economy, and some people should be going to prison for their life.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen. I think the situation has gotten so convoluted that nobody, quite frankly, is really sure where we're at. Guys, we've got to take a real quick commercial break. Top of the hour news. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected on Friday to pass a bill funding the federal government through December the 16th, avoiding an embarrassing partial shutdown less than 6 weeks before the midterm elections, when control of Congress might be at stake. The National Hurricane Center said late Friday morning that Hurricane Ian was accelerating toward the South Carolina coast. Life-threatening storm surge and damaging winds would arrive soon, and the storm's movement was faster than previously reported at 14 miles an hour. Ian, located east-southeast of Charleston, with maximum sustained winds at 85 miles per hour and higher. The power outage caused by Hurricane Ian has prompted protests in the streets of Cuba's capital, as several hundred people demanded restoration of electricity more than 2 days after a blackout hit the entire island. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Back to the second half of KER Politics, following the talk of the top of the hour news. You know, the Department of Justice is really, really getting involved in areas in our country that I don't think they should be involved in. And they're getting very, very, oh, for lack of better terms, I think they're overstepping their bounds. Jimmy, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I don't think that there is any justification for what they've been doing to hold trespassers for the January 6th protests in prison without bail for nearly 18 months now, or in some cases 18 months or more.
Yeah.
With actually like minimal charges. This is not new, Al. This is not something new that the Justice Department has been involved in political actions. It's beginning to become quite apparent that they are focused on attacking political opponents of the Democratic Party in order to achieve power.
Yep, that's what's going on, it would appear.
And it's not new. So what we know happened in the Obama administration, and there has been a Department of Justice and the FBI, you know, under J. Edgar Hoover, that put his finger on, political acts, numerous times. We know that. Historically, it's been proven, it's been written many times. But what we saw in the Obama administration was the weaponization of the federal government against a political opponent, another party in our nation. And it can't stand. And let me give some examples. So if you remember, people have almost forgotten that Eric Holder, the attorney general for Barack Obama, had stated clearly that he was Obama's wingman.
Yeah.
He was working on behalf of the administration, not on the behalf of law or Department of Justice.
Yeah.
And then we had this incident where the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and this Fast and Furious scandal were selling arms to Mexican drug lords, and a U.S. Agent was killed with one of those weapons.
Yeah.
And then the Department of Justice and the Obama administration tried to hide that and then was held in contempt of Congress. But he was never arrested. He was never taken into custody like Steve Bannon or, you know, a political advisor to the president or Peter Navarro. So there was clearly a new set of rules under the Obama administration, and the Department of Justice and the FBI were moving to enforce those actions, political actions.
Yeah.
Well, then you have the IRS scandal with Lois Lerner, and actually, you know, trying to weaponize the Internal Revenue Service against conservative activist groups. And that's been proven. It was in court.
Jim, I want you to elaborate a little bit, if you would, on weaponizing the IRS personnel.
Yeah, so basically, the Lois Lerner was responsible for doing the evaluation for nonprofit organizations. And as, you know, the Tea Party rose and a lot of nonprofit activist groups on the conservative side applied for approval of nonprofit status, the IRS under Lois Lerner would not allow them, would not approve their applications for no justification other than for politics. And that began a series of events that actually culminated, in my view, in the 2016 election and the entire Russia collusion narrative that was driven by politics, driven by the Clinton Clinton campaign team, who had embedded FBI operatives and people that were working for their campaign also working with the FBI to create this narrative that somehow Trump was a Russian asset.
Yeah.
Now what happened, and this is the disturbing part that a lot of people don't understand, is they began those investigations with very little evidence, and a lot of the evidence was disproven. But at the end of the Biden administration, after the election, and this all argument, this political argument that the Russians were involved, it was created by the Clinton Democratic Party and the Clinton campaign team, Barack Obama.
Jim, I'd like you to clarify one thing. You said at the end of the Biden administration. What do you mean by
the
that?
The end of the Obama administration. After the election, after Trump had won, all these arguments came out. There was factual evidence known to the FBI, known to the Department of Justice, known to key elements of the Obama administration, that most of the information was fabricated and fabricated by the Clinton campaign and given to FBI agents in order to try to create this image and given to media people to do it. And then Barack Obama signed an executive order allowing an investigation to the national security threat of potential Russian involvement or foreign involvement in our election process. What that did with that executive order, it gave carte blanche to the FBI and the Department of Justice to continue those investigations that were based on fraudulent information.
Uh-huh.
That executive order gives them basically a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah.
I'm not the problem. Right? So that allowed Andrew Weissman, it allowed Mueller, the whole team, Andrew McCabe, Jim Comey, to continue this facade and charade.
Yeah.
That charade created a massive media attack against the administration, made it very difficult for the Trump administration to get things done for 2 years. In spite of that, they did a very, actually, admirable job. But it was clearly the DOJ and the FBI that were involved in ensuring this happened. And it was the Obama administration, people inside meetings after the 1st of January that got people like Michael Flynn fired over false allegations.
Yeah.
That got the entire Trump administration to be, you know, pulled away. And Republicans, some Republicans jumped on board with that effort because they were so against Donald Trump. People like Richard Burr from North Carolina, people like actually like Mitch McConnell, who didn't do anything to stop it in spite of having some knowledge. And Richard Burr, of course, was the ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee at the time, a critical position. So that damage,
yeah,
that weaponization has now come full on where Merrick Garland is using a similar directive by the White House, saying that white supremacy is the biggest threat, domestic terrorism and white supremacy is the biggest threat in the United States, and that, quote, MAGA Republicans or MAGA conservatives,
yeah,
are another big threat. And but with that get-out-jail-free card, the Department of Justice and district attorneys around the country are actually attacking individuals over basic either protests or individual rights, and arresting and using SWAT teams to intimidate and attempting to silence and attack the political opposition.
Well, the Make America Great Republicans clearly have been painted in kind of a bad, negative nature. And I really think that's... I realize what the Democrats are doing because I think you have to paint them in a negative aspect, because if you don't, they're probably going to win the election hands down. And the Democrats certainly don't want to see that. There's no question about that. Jimmy, we got to take a real quick commercial break. You guys, it's an interesting show. I wish the topics were a little bit more optimistic, but we're in some hard times right now. Stick around. Going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
To wrap up KER politics, Jimmy, you've got some pretty good ideas as to what's going on in the country right now. I want to give you free rein. I know you've got a clock. Take it from start to finish for the final segment of KER politics. You're on, man.
All right, Al. Well, you know, I think, just to finish up with that last segment, with the Department of Justice and the Biden administration using every tool in the book, and this is the big problem. You can't use law enforcement selectively in order to achieve your political ends and expect anybody to trust you or to have a viable government. And what we're seeing now, let's do a quick comparison. You had the January 6th protests, and there were a lot of people that broke in, but there was very little violence. No one burnt down the Capitol. The only people that were killed were actually protesters by law enforcement. Two of them, actually, Bolin and Ashley Babbitt. And no one's been held accountable for those murders. Now let's compare what happened with that very large popular protest against questionable election outcomes, because in fact there were a lot of questions that needed to be answered about the 2020 election that no one answered and that the Democrats and the media completely silenced. Let's compare that with the attack on the federal courthouse in Portland, Oregon. For months, people attacked the federal courthouse, tried to burn it down, wounded numerous law enforcement officers, many, many. People were, there was violence, there was threats almost nightly. How many of those protesters have been arrested, held without bail, and continue to wait for charges against insurrection against the federal building? Hardly any. Only the worst, only people that were involved in murder have been found guilty. And in a couple instances, no massive effort. And that's only one case, because it happened around the nation and around the country where we saw these mass burnings and mass efforts that were mobilized by Democrats, by the media, in order to achieve political ends. And those people are still in place. And unfortunately, right now, we're facing a very, very dark moment in our history where even our press is not calling them out, with the exception of independent press. And so something's got to be done about it, Al. You know, something's got to be done about it.
What's going to be done, Jim?
Well, hopefully, and this is hope, it's we will see a pushback in this election season, where the Republicans Republicans who want to hold the government accountable are elected. Not just Republicans, because you know mainstream Republicans, they get caught up in the same system. Is not you know that, that there's no value there. It's the ones that have to hold, bring back individual freedom to the people, to take individuals inside Department of Justice that have been using these tools to achieve their political ends in law enforcement and hold them, try them for color of law, which is a federal crime to use your position of law in order to achieve political ends or to achieve to use law enforcement inappropriately. And of course, we've got the case recently in the abortion activist in Pennsylvania that was arrested after for pushing a guy that was yelling at his 12-year-old son. And of course, the court had already dismissed the charges at a lower level, but the federal government intervened, and now he faces 11 years in prison for trying to defend his son against a very vocal activist. So, you know, that's one example, but there are hundreds right now, and they're happening all the time. And of course, this January 6th committee, using the Justice Department to arrest people for contempt when they were actually have presidential privacy, legitimate positions, using the law enforcement, the EPA to actually keep to force companies to operate a certain way, especially with this like ESG, you know, environmental, social, and governance standards. They're attempting to intimidate people from big corporations, big investment firms from investing in fossil fuels in order to achieve their ends. This is using all tools of the federal government in order to achieve their political ends. And hopefully people will wake up to it and will stop that. But again, you have to have elect people that are willing to stand up against it. And there's just not that many that are willing to do it because they're intimidated and they're afraid. And that's the sad part right now.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are getting intimidated. There's no question about that. And obviously, intimidation brings fear. There's no question about that, Jim. You know, I hate to say this, but it's getting to be pretty repetitive, but the November elections this year are going to be very interesting. I know what your opinion is. You think that the Republicans are, there'll be a landslide toward the Republicans. I hope you're right.
Well, I hope, you know, strong conservatives, I don't even want to say Republicans, but strong people that are standing up for basic values and principles that our Constitution guarantees, free speech, individual rights, that the individual is equal to or more important than the federal government. I think that's a really important statement, and that was one of the key foundations of our nation. And I think it doesn't just, you know, it's not just law enforcement. It's also using health officials in the COVID issues. You know, we talked quite a bit about them. You know, what's going on with intimidation. And now we're getting more and more information that the vaccines, are not safe. And, oh, by the way, they aren't effective. We know they're not effective. And yet they're trying to mandate more and more boosters and get people more and more dependent on it for financial gains. And they're trying to hide information, trying to use whatever tools necessary they can to keep from showing the truth to the American people. And unfortunately, the media, the mainstream corporate media is going along with them. And the reason why they do that is because if they go astray of the law enforcement or the regulatory agencies, then they get hammered.
Yeah.
And that's tyranny. That's authoritarian power. That's what happens in communist countries. And that's, you know, that's where the Soviet Union went to. And now we're seeing the same thing happen here. And unfortunately, people are not waking up to it. They're not waking up to it. Not enough of waking up to it. We will see. November, you're right. November is a critical moment for us. But again, if you allow these people to push back on voter ID, on using, you know, electronic machines that are questionable, on putting, you know, anybody in the ballot without, you know, without checking who they are, mail-in, yeah. you know, batch ballots, incredibly dangerous. And, you know, that's, those are the issues that the Democrats are running on. And it's crazy to me that you have people dumb enough to believe the continuation of lies in spite of very clearly watching the decline in our country economically, militarily, and, of course, in our reputation around the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's going on with our reputation around the world is something I never thought I would see happen. I know that the average Democrat would disagree with me completely, but I'm very concerned about the stature, the mental stature of America today around the world. Jimmy, what do you think it is? We got to wrap this up in a couple minutes here.
Yeah, so I do think with situations like Joe Biden and the you know, Congresswoman Orlowski, Orlowski's, you know, statement the other day, Republicans finally demanding a cognitive test. I mean, that was really inexcusable. And in spite of the, you know, the White House trying to defend it, you've got Kamala Harris actually in North Korea saying things like, you know, I'm sorry, in South Korea.
Got 30 seconds.
You know, we got a strong relationship with the Republic of North Korea. You know, these are embarrassing statements. You saw Afghanistan. You see what's happening in Ukraine. There is definitely a problem right now. In the world's opinion and trust, the United States is the leader. And, of course, you know, we're going to see what the ramifications are, but we're going to pay dearly for this for a long time.
Yeah, we are. Jimmy, thanks a lot for taking over on the last segment. I appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim's opinions are very valuable to me. They are opinions. Thank you so much for joining us.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.